Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Stop Any Stigma. Today, we will be learning about bulimia nervosa. Bulimia is an eating disorder consisting of binging and purging, whether it be by taking laxatives, overexercising, or simply making yourself vomit. People with bulimia are often a normal weight. Bulimia can give you the following symptoms. Dehydration, which shouldn't be a surprise considering the fact that your body isn't getting enough fluid, and especially if you're making yourself vomit, all that bile is bad for your throat. Of course you're gonna be dehydrated. Cardiac arrest. Does that sound fun? It does not. Please know I'm not trying to shame you when I say, does that sound fun? I'm just trying to get you to realize that these are severe symptoms that need to be talked about and that you can learn, because if you don't learn about what's happening in your body, it might be too late to stop it. Heart failure, kidney disease, irregular periods, which is for girls, of course, tooth sensitivity, and even death. What can put you at risk of having bulimia, meaning what can cause it? Let's take a look. Psychological stress. That, if you're too stressed out about your weight, about cleaning the house, about going to your job, if you're too stressed out, then you can be put at risk. Cultural pressure to look a certain way. We see all these now plus-size models are being represented, but we don't see any plus-size men being represented, which isn't something we will talk about in a feminism episode. Poor self-esteem is another one. If you always are pointing out your flaws and never realizing how beautiful you are, then that can lead to it. And obesity. This one is not surprising, and let me tell you why. Obesity, you're going to want to lose that weight as quick as possible, especially if you're being pressured by everybody, by your doctors, by your family, by everybody, and even yourself. While it's good to get healthier and not be obese, purging is not the way to go, I promise you. Here's the signs of how to spot someone who has bulimia. Are they going to the bathroom a lot after meals? Are they taking sips of water constantly throughout the whole meal? They have swelled cheeks and strange behavior. Red eyes, because it can make you cry if you're sticking the fingers in your throat. How they smell. Because vomit has a terrible smell. So if you're constantly smelling like vomit, then there's something wrong. And the use of breath fresheners. If there's someone who never chewed mint gum in their life, all of a sudden starts having an obsession with it after each meal, or just in general, then that might be a big sign. Well, it is a big sign. What are my treatment options, you may ask? Psychotherapy, antidepressants, and or nutrition counseling. What would I recommend? Honestly, same thing I said as anorexia. Check yourself into a hospital. See a nutritionist first. See what they want to do. Then I would check yourself in. Make sure that your body is still functioning correctly and that it's not too late. It can also give you things such as rotting teeth. It can make your teeth fall out. And it's very, very sad. Not all bulimics purge. Some use laxatives or Emma's. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce that word. They do water fasting, which is where obviously you drink a bunch of water if they exercise excessively, or they're going on crash diets all the time due to the shame of eating. Eating should not be something that is shameful. It's something we need to survive. It does not have to be shoving fingers down your throat to make you bulimic. It can be other things. And those people, it's just that we see that kind of bulimia represented a lot more. And that usually gives you more signs, such as calluses on your fingers or in your knuckles. And here are some surprising people who have had it. Lady Gaga, Princess Diana herself, Demi Lovato, and Elton John. I've had it too. And I promise you, you will be okay, but you have to stop this. And I know it's hard to stop and it feels impossible, but you have to before you end up killing yourself. That's all for this episode. Remember to stop any stigma and please take care of yourself. Bye for now.